think Sergio's influence is huge. It was while he was still alive, in the sense that he was such a tireless advocate for the values of the United Nations in terms of humanitarianism, humanity, the importance of the UN's values in terms of integrity, working for peace and stability around the world, and he demonstrated that in every single part of the world in which he worked. And his legacy for the United Nations is our commitment to try to really continue to stick with our commitment to those principles and to those values, and to honour his memory and that of colleagues who lost their lives in Baghdad but have lost their lives subsequently, and lost their lives even before that, in the pursuit of humanitarian goals. We all value Sergio, his work, what he did for the United Nations, highly. And of course we all regret that he had to lose his life in pursuit of those goals, but we remember and honour him.
And what has changed since his death?
In relation to what specifically?
Regarding the action of the UN in Iraq.
In Iraq?
Yeah.
Well, I think initially there was such shock. Of course, the UN had to reduce its footprint in Iraq. I think that, you know, the fact that the United Nations, which was working to help and support people in a situation of dire need and in a time of conflict, was targeted and has been targeted since, was extremely shocking for the United Nations community. We have, of course, sought to make sure that attention is paid to the issue of the safety and security of our people, but to do that in a way which is enabling, because, you know, the United Nations stands for being able to bring people together, connect people for negotiation and dialogue in times of conflict and difficulty. So I think that the UN, after Baghdad, had to really relook at its security procedures. I think was profoundly influenced by the fact that it, as an organization that is a human rights-based organization focused on the humanity of people, was targeted. We've had to relook at that. But I think that there has been a renewed commitment to doing everything that we can to help people in the world in the most dangerous and difficult circumstances. And of course, globally, the world has changed in the last 10 years. And we're seeing more and more of these situations where people are acting with impunity, where there's greater violence in some parts of the world. And I think as part of Sergio's legacy, you know, we want to try and bring peace, security and stability wherever we can.
What is your word and why?
Well, my word is humanity. You would expect that as the person who is responsible for overseeing the humanitarian system. But my word is also humanity, because I think that it encapsulates that spirit of the way that people are with each other. I think we need to be more humane in the way that we are with each other. I think that we need to connect better across the world. I worry that even as the world is becoming more fragmented, there are also great opportunities because the world is more connected. People, where they can, are talking to each other more and more, using social media and any other communication tools that they can find. So my word's humanity.